SBS Radio.
Welcome to the studio, Luisa DC.
Thank you.
You come to us because you've got an event coming up at the Alliance Française, but also because you wrote a book called A Letter from Paris.
Oui. That's about as good as my French gets.
Talk to us about your story, because it's a very personal story.
Yes, it's very personal. It's not academic, about Paris, but it's... just to summarise, I was very young when my father died, and I'm...
Six, I believe?
Yes, I was six, and I never really knew much about his life, and I'm 41 now. And 2.5 years ago, a woman in Paris sent me a message on Facebook saying that her grandmother had just died, and she'd found in her apartment a stack of letters written about a man in 1949, and that was my father. So the book is about getting to know my father through these letters, through this family in Paris, and then through his material at the State Library of Victoria.
So first of all, that must have been a shock.
Yes.
To understand there was a whole life of your dad you didn't know.
Yes. I mean, I knew that he had a life. I knew that he lived in France. I knew that he'd had a French wife, but I didn't know when or how or where or, you know, I didn't know any of the details. So... just to know that this woman had held on to these letters in Paris for, you know, 30, 40, 60 years was pretty incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you start as well with your place in Melbourne. This is where the book starts, because you're well and truly from Melbourne.
Yeah, I love Melbourne.
and so you start about this connection you got with Melbourne and your godmother.
Yes.
As well. So there is I'm not going to say strange, but there is a relation with your godmother that is not necessarily peculiar.
Well, my godmother was French, and she was Dad's wife, and before he met my mum, and she actually worked at French Radio in Melbourne in the 1960s. So she came over to Australia with my dad, which I later found out when I was working through the material about my dad's life. So she probably was, you know, somewhere around here telecasting the news to Paris, because she was bilingual. She could speak fluent English as well as French, which back then, you know, without Google Translate, they would not have had the news from Australia without someone so fluent.
So this story and this relationship with France for you, has it become as a surprise? Because you have a strong relationship with France. So all through the book, you go through that discovery of a country you knew about, but maybe not necessarily in so much details and so much link to your family.
Well, I always loved French movies, French. I studied French at school.
There's some good mention on ABC and SBS as well in your book.
Yes.
From the start as well.
Because, you know, ABC and SBS were the only places you could get international
content
when I was growing up. Mum used to always have French films on SBS. I always had this fascination with the French language and the country and the culture, but I never really knew where it came from. And so the story, A Letter from Paris, is as much about finding out about my dad as it is finding out where this love of France came from for me, and a bit more about the French-Australian connection and how similar and how different the cultures are, and just where that all came from, really.
Mm-hmm. Have you found anything special in the relationship between Australia and France?
Yeah, there was some very special things. I don't know which ones you want me to mention, but...
No, but just from a personal point of view, I lived in Britain before, and now I've been living in England or in Australia for 14 or 15 years. And and everyone that listens to this program will understand what I'm saying, is there is a strong love for France and for the French people here in Australia, thing you not necessarily get in Britain, or not to that level.
It's so interesting, isn't it? Yeah, well, I'm so fascinated that you say that, because that's what my dad wrote a lot in his diaries, was... that he felt more at home in France than he did in Britain, even though, you know, in Britain they speak English and we got most of our education system from Britain.
Yeah, political system,
everything. But he felt more at home in France. And I think there's this very, we have this similar culture of open-mindedness. I think about this a lot, you know, what the similarity is there and why we, there are so many Francophiles in Melbourne and Australia, but Melbourne particularly, because this is considered the European part of Australia.
Because I understand it one way where the French people love Australians because basically they're not British or not American. by the fact
that
they go,
funny.
You're all right then, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other way is very interesting because there is not a natural super strong link between France and Australia historically.
I know.
Although the war has been an extraordinary link between the two countries, and we can't take this away. But like, from the essence of the countries, the country is a lot more British than it is French.
I know, like culturally. But I think personality-wise, if you think about the Australian personality, we're very irreverent to authority. Mm-hmm. And I think
what are you saying about the French?
Well, oh my God. Okay, so I was in Paris in July, and can I tell you, I was with my boyfriend having a coffee outside this cafe. A taxi driver just pulls up, double parks, comes inside, has a coffee, standing at the bar, leaves the car, blocking all the traffic in Montparnasse, just didn't care. He wanted his coffee. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you would never see that in America. You know, they'd be arrested, and you'd never see that in the city of London either. It's just maybe we share that irreverence to authority or, you know, I don't know, a little bit of unpredictability. I don't know. It's just, it's a funny personality quirk. But, I think I found some really, I know we don't want to talk about the war, but.
No, we want to talk about the war. It's so incredible as a link. We talk about the war a lot here, because that link between, I mean, thinking there are still Australian bodies of young 18-year-old or 17-year-old or 19-year-olds from God knows where here in Australia, some village, and they're gone to France and die for freedom. It's still chilling. Incredible.
It is. And I think a lot of, I don't think everyone really understands the link between France and Australia from the war. Like, I mean, we know the big battles, you know, the graves in Normandy and that sort of thing. But when I was doing the research for this book and talking to finding out about my godmother, who was French, and she lived through the Second World War. Her father was captured by the Japanese and sent to work on the bridge over the River Kwai, which was a concentration camp, basically. And the Australian Red Cross evacuated a lot of these French prisoners of war out of the Japanese war camps and delivered them back to Paris and gave them clothes and food. I don't think Australians really know, that we helped a lot of even French prisoners. Like, and it was reciprocal as well.
There's only pockets in France where people realise, you know, how much Australia has been important. You know, of course, you talk about Villers-Bretonneux. Like, people in Villers-Bretonneux know.
Sorry, I didn't
want
to try and pronounce it because I knew I'd get it wrong.
I'll probably get it wrong as well, to be honest. But yeah, they know. They know there that the relationship is so strong, but I'm not sure in the little schoolboys in Paris know.
No.
How it is. How emotional was this for you to write this book?
Oh, incredibly. I mean, I remember probably this time last year I was working on the second or the third draft, and I just had to lock the door and cry while I was writing it, because it's about my dad and he's not alive anymore. Mm-hmm. And the more I learnt about his life, the more I wished he was alive, you know, because I just thought, God, what an incredible life, what a person. But also it's grief, you know, you can sort of lock all that stuff down, but when you start examining that in detail, it all comes up again. So it was very emotional.
Were you scared a little bit of what you could discover once we got the letters? Because you're confronting something that you may have had an idealistic vision of your dad. Yeah. And were you scared of confronting that myth? Maybe
Do you know, the reason I wasn't is because all my life I have thought that he was a black sheep and had done something bad, like a criminal. So I'd always had that sort of unconscious belief anyway. So I thought anything I find is just going to confirm that. So it was actually a reversal of that. I was finding really good stuff. But I thought, well, look, I've always thought he was a bad person, or he was lazy or a failure. So whatever I find, it's either going to confirm that or help me to understand that better. And I didn't find that. I found the complete opposite. But it was sort of the reverse of that, actually.
And how hard is it to talk about it even today after the book? Is it are you more at peace with it?
Yeah, the process of writing the book has helped me. This is, writing is so beautiful because it helps you figure out what you think about something. And so I figured out my own view of my dad's story, which I don't think I would have had such a clear, you know, narrative around him if I hadn't written this book. So it's personal to talk about, but I think writing the book has helped me be able to frame it so I can actually talk about it because, yeah, I know what I think now. That's what writing does.
I haven't finished the book, I must say, but I've well and truly started, and it's an incredible story. I think we will be able to hear a lot more at the Alliance Française. That's the event coming up.
Yes. So the great thing about that is I'm really looking forward to it because I was a bit freaked out about my book launch because this is going to be a bit less formal. So I'm talking with my friend Margaret Ambrose, who used to learn French at the Alliance Française, and she's also a writer and she wrote a memoir. And she'll just be asking me, it'll be like an informal chat about the book, the research that I did, some things that I found out about the French-Australian connection, particularly the modern artists who went over to France and why France was just, you know, mm-hmm. paradise compared to Melbourne back in the 40s and 50s. Yeah, so it's going to be an informal chat, but a little bit more personal and intimate than just, you know, picking up my book and reading it. I'll share a few more anecdotes and stories that didn't make it into the book.
Can you remind us the date?
It's on the 1st of October, so Monday week at 6:30 p.m.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Are you stressed about it?
Monday week. Am I stressed? No. No, I was stressed about my book launch.
Yeah. Okay, Louisa, thank you for coming. The book is called A Letter from Paris. It's been lovely chatting to you.
Thank you.
And hopefully you'll have a great night on that night. And then we might discover a bit more about the relationship between France and Australia.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French. Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.